Jesus and his disciples set out for the village of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
How many of you would, if a friend were to approach you and tell you about something they're planning to do that sounded risky or might put their life in danger, would try to counsel them and urge them not to do it? In the same way, we teach our children from a very early age different things and behaviors to try to keep them safe. It's natural for us to want to shield our loved ones from the evils of the world. It's almost human. Really, that's what Simon Peter is doing in today's gospel. He has become great friends with Jesus. Jesus is not just his teacher, but his friend. And Jesus is talking about how when he goes to Jerusalem, he will be arrested, he will be beaten, and ultimately crucified. And Simon Peter, out of the love for his friend, is trying to urge him, well, don't go. Trying to shield him from what is to come. It's a very human reaction, a very compassionate reaction, a reaction born out of the love he has for Jesus. But Jesus quickly points out, it has to be this way. This has to happen. He ultimately has to give up his life. He says in the Gospels, there is no greater love than one has for a friend than to give up their life for that friend. And Jesus, of course, is going to give up his life not just for his friends, but to offer salvation to the whole human race. That is the lesson. That is the lesson he's trying to teach Peter. And Peter's not willing to accept it that day. 20 years ago, I had just started my final year at St. Meinrad. I was only about 6 weeks away from being ordained a deacon, looking forward to priesthood ordination the following June. As I left one of my first classes of that Tuesday morning, I started hearing about something going on in New York. I went to one of the TV lounges where the room was already packed with people, watching the images of smoke billowing out of first one of the towers of the World Trade Center and then the second one. Later on, the coverage switched to the Pentagon, where another plane had crashed into it, and smoke was billowing out of the Pentagon. And of course, later on, we heard of another aircraft that had crashed in the fields of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the images of first one tower, then the other, collapsing and killing what we now know is just shy of 2,000 or 3,000 people that day. The images were overwhelming, and we continued to watch the replays throughout that night. I woke up the next morning feeling anger, feeling a sense of revenge. And as I was thinking about this, as I was preparing for my day, I was thinking, well, you're studying to be a priest. You should not be feeling this anger. You should not be feeling this sense of revenge. I felt embarrassed for those feelings. Well, we gathered at 11:30, as we always did, in our chapel. Father Nathaniel was the presiding priest and the preacher that day. He began his homily by saying, we all know what Jesus asks of us. He tells us, turn the other cheek. Love your enemies. To forgive. We all know this. He says, but I'm not ready today to forgive. I am not ready today to not be angry at the loss of so many lives. I'm even not ready to squelch down the feelings of revenge that are in my heart, and you shouldn't either. Father Nathaniel kind of gave us permission to feel the anger at such a squandering of human life. All of those innocent lives that were just going about their business. All of the first responders that rushed to save lives. Anger was appropriate at that moment. He said, eventually we do need to work towards forgiving. He says, but not today. Those are very human feelings and valid feelings, because life is precious. And to see those lives taken is something to be angry about. But as the days went on, we started hearing some of the stories. We started hearing about how whole fire companies were wiped out as they were trying to lead people down the steps of the World Trade Center before they collapsed. There was even the image of firefighters carrying out a Catholic priest that was their chaplain who had died in this attack. We kept hearing these stories of people willing to give up their life. Yes, life is precious, but Jesus also said, no greater love than to give up your life for your friend. They willingly rushed in to the dust, to the fire, trying to save lives. And that's what Jesus did. He rushed from heaven, becoming one of us, because he wanted to save all of our lives. But it required the sacrifice of his life. The Son of God had to die. The Son of God had to give up everything for us to be saved. You know, eventually Peter did get that lesson. Once Jesus was raised from the dead, he and the rest of the apostles founded the church and continued to proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and through his sacrifice on the cross, we are offered the gift of eternal life. We are saved. My dear friends, Today, as we commemorate those events of 20 years ago, we recognize that in all tragedy, God can make good come out of it. God made good come out of the greatest tragedy of his son dying, and he can make good come out of any tragedy. And so, as we continue this celebration of the Eucharist, where we once again participate in Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we do so knowing that that had purpose and that had meaning. It was done out of the love that God has for us, and it was done so that we may experience the gift of eternal life. And that is something that brings meaning and purpose to our lives as we look forward to the time when we will enter into heaven and be able to greet all of those people who lost their lives some 20 years ago as we gather around Jesus' heavenly throne.